This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the effects of Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the effects of repentance in the Islamic lifestyle. In the Islam, repentance is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put some effects and He has introduced some effects of tawbah or repentance to us. One of the most important effects is that when someone performs tawbah or when people in a society, in a village, in a town, they perform tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of rain. And there is a rain of mercy and increase in their strength. This rain of mercy brings the rizq or sustenance for them. Especially when we look at the places where there are fertilizers, where there is agriculture, we need this rain. There are many places where we see people do not see water or rain, and it is because of their deeds maybe, because they are not performing good deeds, they are not performing the repentance. In the past, there was raining a lot, but in this time, there is less. It is because of their own deeds. Therefore, it is necessary to perform the repentance. And if we want to have a strong economy as a Muslim country or maybe in any place where the Muslims are living, it is necessary to perform good deeds. It is necessary to avoid the injustice. It is necessary to avoid the oppression. And it is necessary to do the repentance in its true way, so that Allah will send His mercy upon us. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z. We were talking about the topic of the effects of repentance in the Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, we said that one of the effects of the repentance is that the reign of mercy and strength in power will be gained through this tawbah. And the increase in the strength or increase in the power can be gained through tawbah. And this is one of the effects of tawbah, actually, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in chapter 11, which is chapter Hud, verse 52, that tubu ilayhi yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara. You need to do tawbah, you need to do repentance, so that He sends from the skies upon you the rain, wa yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatin, and then He increases your strength over your strength, so He gives you extra strength. On the other hand, we have the verses, for example, in chapter Nuh, verse 10 to 12 says that istaghfiru rabbakum, you need to seek forgiveness from your Lord, innahu kana ghaffaran, he is for sure the most forgiving. And what happens is yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara. Again, here it says that Allah will send the rizq from the sky. He will send the water from the sky or the rizq. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, and He will help you بِأَمْوَالٍ, with the wealth, وَبَنِينَ, with your children who are the form of strength for you. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, and then He will place for you paradises, gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, and then He places for you the rivers. So therefore, it is necessary for us being the Muslim in our Islamic lifestyle, where we talk about personal life or the social life, we pay attention to the repentance, and we know the effects of repentance, the effects, the benefits of repentance that are being said for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.